even as we sang in this service earlier, Lord, have your way. Have your way in us. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God would speak into each heart and life. Lord, that we would receive by faith this morning. And that the truth of your word, Lord, would change our lives today in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about the gift of righteousness. We're in the middle of a series that is the message of Grace Church to our world, and that is that grace is for everyone. A couple of weeks ago, I preached a message called Salvation for All, and the scripture makes it plain that that salvation has been provided for all. Titus 2:11 says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." All we do is receive it by faith in Jesus Christ. John 3:15 and 16 says that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The only thing that qualifies us to go to heaven is that we receive salvation by grace through faith. You can't earn it. You can't be good enough. The Bible declares in Romans 3:10, there is no one righteous, no, not even one. Now, you know, most of us can probably handle that because, you know, to say that somebody is righteous, well, that just sounds a little too religious. Well, how about this one, Romans 3:12, there is no one who does good, not even one. Oh, now wait a minute, I've done some good. I know so-and-so, they're a good person. They've done some good. But you see, in the eyes of a holy, righteous God, his standard of righteousness is absolute. And let me tell you, no one is good all the time. There is none good. The Bible declares, no, not even one. We all need God's grace. That is the only way that we can be saved. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Our salvation is a gift from God. All we do is receive it by believing. There's no works involved, so nobody can boast. It's all what God has done and nothing about what we have done. And that grace is for everyone. All we do is receive it by faith. You know, I want to remind you also that being saved is much more than just being saved from hell. It is more than just getting to go to heaven someday. The Greek word for saved, sozo, it means to be delivered, to be set free. It means to be made whole. And many times in Scripture, it is translated as healed. You see, it is talking about our whole person, spirit, soul, and body being saved from man's sinful, fallen condition. When we say saved, saved from what? Saved not just from hell, but from man's sinful fallen condition. We are set free, made whole by the grace of God through faith. Now I want to ask you this morning, can you just imagine, what if you could be totally free from past sins and failures? What if you could be totally free from all guilt and condemnation? Absolutely no sense of all the things I've done wrong and all that cloud of guilt. What if you could know that it was completely gone? How would you like to have a closeness with God that you could just walk right into his throne room and talk to him anytime? How would you like to be completely free from sin, that sin no longer had any hold on you? How would you like to be in a position where you could receive every blessing that God has for you? You see, all of that is provided for us in the gift of righteousness. Part of our salvation that we receive by grace through faith is the gift of righteousness. It is freely given to us. We need to understand what righteousness is. It is ultimately being in right standing with God, being in right relationship with Him. Let me just explain a little further. It means that you can stand before Him in the position of one who has never done wrong. Well, how is that possible? By the grace of God. You can't earn it. You can't get there by religion, by effort, by any other means. It is just a gift of the grace of God. It is a gift of righteousness that's freely given to us. None of us could ever only do what is right. We've all sinned. That's why the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not even one. In Galatians 2:20, it says if righteousness could be gained through the law, then Christ died for nothing. If anybody could ever live up to the God's standard of righteousness, then Jesus didn't have to die. But nobody could. It's only by Jesus' death on the cross that any of us can be right with God and have a relationship with God. Romans chapter 1, we're going to begin with verse 16. And you might go ahead and turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 1. We're going to spend quite a bit of time in Romans today. I'm just going to preach 8 chapters. Just making sure you're awake. We'll kind of skip through here a little bit, all right? I'd like to just read the whole 8 chapters, but people tell me that if I do that, that other people will fall asleep. Not them, but other people. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I do. I tell you, there's so much powerful truth in here that we need this morning. In fact, I'm telling you, this gift of righteousness that's given to us is absolutely amazing if we just get a hold of it and believe it. If we'll just receive it by faith, I tell you, it'll change your life. Well, here we'll start with verse 16. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That means good news. That's what gospel is. It means good news. I'm not ashamed of the good news. Now get a hold of this. This good news, it's actually the power of God. You see, when we preach the good news, when we personally get a hold of the good news, it is the power of God that brings salvation in our life. It is the power of God. That's what it says. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. And I'm telling you this morning, you get a hold of this good news that righteousness is a gift, it has the power to change your life. It'll bring salvation in your life. Notice again, though, it is for everyone. See, he says salvation of everyone who believes. Two things you need to take note of there. It's available to everyone. It's for whoever. Whosoever will. But then he also says who believes. You got to receive it by faith. This message I'm preaching this morning, the gift of righteousness, there's only one way you can get it. It's by faith. You got to receive it by faith. You got to believe the message, the word of God. You got to believe the good news. Verse 17 says, for in the gospel, in this good news, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. See, no matter how hard we try, we can't ever be good enough. But here's a righteousness from God that's been revealed in the gospel. It is a righteousness that is received by faith. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't work it up. You can't get it by religion or education or anything else. You just receive it by faith. You just believe what God has said and what He has already done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to jump forward to Romans chapter 3, verse 20. No one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we became conscious of sin. You can't ever keep all of the law of God. And the scripture tells us itself that if you break one part of the law, you're guilty of all of it. And guess what? We've all broken some part. So we're all guilty of breaking the law of God. But the law brought a consciousness of sin. Whether it is through the written word of God or the law of God on the heart of every man, there is a consciousness of sin. We know that when we do wrong. We know deep down in our heart, even the one who claims to justify and excuse themselves, they know in their heart that they've done wrong. And that's what the law brings. It brings that consciousness of sin. Verse 21, but now a righteousness from God apart from the law. You see, it's totally separate from the law. It doesn't come through the law. Has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. How does it come? Through faith. And who does it come to? To all who believe. Amen. So again, our part is that we have to have faith. We have to believe. And I'm telling you, some of this, it doesn't make sense to the carnal mind. You got to receive it by faith. It's for all who believe. There's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. And you see, over and over and over, the scripture tells us that the gift of righteousness comes through faith. Let's jump forward to Romans chapter 5. I'll just make mention of Romans chapter 4. It tells us that Abraham believed God and it was credited or imputed to him as righteousness. Romans chapter 5, we'll pick up with verse 1. Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith, it's by faith, into this grace. We have gained access into this grace wherein we now stand. We are standing in the grace of God. By faith, we stand in the undeserved, unearned favor of God. God's favor is on our lives because of the gift of righteousness. Not because of anything we've done. We haven't earned it. It's not because we've been good. It is simply what He has done, and we believe what He's provided for us. We've gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I'm telling you, we are in a position to receive the blessings of God. How? Because we've gained access by faith into this grace where we now stand. You need to see yourself as standing before God in a position of grace where you can receive the blessings of the Lord. Not because you've earned everything, because you deserve it, because you've been good. No, just because you believe in the gift of righteousness that He's given to you. All we do is believe what He said. Just receive what He has given to us. We receive it by faith, and that's all there is to it. Listen, it's too simple. If somebody wants to give you a gift, what do you have to do to get it? You just accept it. You just receive it. That's all we do. I'm telling you, God wants to give us the gift of righteousness, and we just receive it by faith. You don't have to work for it. You don't, listen, here we go. I'm going to mess some of you up, okay? You don't have to be super spiritual. You don't have to pray for so many hours. You don't have to read and study your Bible. You don't have to go out and witness to people and work for the Lord. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You can't rack up enough goodness to where you can be righteous. You can't get yourself in a position before God where all of the blessings are available to you by doing all these things. Church, that's the law. That's trying to live under the law. It is by faith. We need to know. Listen, I'm telling you, the religion of man, the wisdom of man, and the pride of man will try to talk you out of the gift of righteousness. Listen, Paul was addressing what was going on in the early church, where even though they had received salvation by grace through faith, they were trying to go back and add in works. That you got to do this to be righteous, and you got to do this to be righteous, and you got to do this to be righteous. It didn't work. You can't add works to the righteousness that is by faith. It is a free gift. You can't earn it. All we do is receive it by faith. Now, because the religion of man, the wisdom of man, the pride of man is always trying to undermine that gift of righteousness by faith. Let me tell you something. You need to hear the word of God because you need to keep your faith up. How do you receive it? By faith. You need to stay in the word so that you will believe what God has promised you. But you can't earn it. All we do is believe we receive. I'm telling you, for many, many people, that's difficult because there's so much of that religion of man and the carnal mind that wants to say it can't be that simple. But it is. It's a free gift that God gives to us. Every person born in Adam's race was born a sinner. And I know there may be some people out in this world that would resent being called a sinner and say they're not sinners. But we know that every person born in Adam's race is born a sinner. You don't have to teach it to them. It comes natural. Amen? Those sweet little angelic babies, well, they're born sinners. Just give them a little time. All of us are. Every person born in Adam's race was born a sinner. And I want to tell you, you know, in our day and time, sometimes we don't like this terminology. I'm convinced it's not too far off. We call alcoholism a disease and drug addiction a disease. And, you know, some people lie all the time. They say they can't help themselves. And some gossip and steal, and it's a sickness. Some are consumed with lust. Listen, whatever it is, I want to tell you, it is a disease. It's being born in Adam's race. It's called sin. And it is common to all of us. Now, through training and education and discipline and accountability and religion, you might be able to stop certain sins, but you still be a sinner. I'm glad that's not God's plan. No, He made a way by the gift of righteousness that we could be set free from sin. Not just forgiven, but set free from sin. Romans 5 and 15, the gift is not like the trespass. Now, the trespass, he's talking about Adam's sin. When Adam and Eve fell, it brought condemnation on all men. It brought all mankind underneath the law of sin and death. But the gift of righteousness, is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many. God's grace and the gift of righteousness overflows to us. I'm telling you, it overflows. There's plenty of God's grace. You say, oh, Pastor, are you preaching a cheap grace? No, I'm telling you that the grace of God will change your life. There'll always be those who try to pervert and twist the grace of God into a license for immorality. But I'm preaching to people who want to be free. I'm preaching to people who want to live in the righteousness that God has given to us. Amen. Verse 16. Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. the judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. We know about that, don't we? But the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace? They receive God's abundant. Everybody understand abundant? That means there's plenty. Abundant provision. He's already made the provision. It's already been provided. We receive God's abundant provision of grace, undeserved favor, and of the gift of righteousness, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. You see, under Adam, we were all under that load of condemnation and the law of sin and death that you could just never win. That you want to do good and you try to do good, but you just can't ever win. But through the gift of righteousness, the Bible says we reign in life. We overcome. We've been made more than conquerors. We're not under that old law of sin anymore. No, instead, it's through the grace of God and the gift of righteousness we reign in life. Amen. You see, He set us free from all of that. He's brought us into a new kind of life where we're not under that load of guilt and condemnation and always trying to be good but never being able to. No, He's given us a gift of righteousness. The guilt really is gone. The condemnation is gone because Jesus Christ has taken it away. Let's go on, verse 18 and 19. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For all men. It really is for everyone. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, Jesus Christ, the many will be made righteous. We were all made sinners when Adam fell. But through faith in Jesus Christ, we are made righteous. That's the truth of God's word. And you need to know, just as much as you were a sinner under Adam, in Jesus Christ, you have now been made righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When the Bible says that you're a new creature, a new creation, it's talking about something totally different than what you used to be. Now, you might still have some of the same feelings and you might still think some of the same kinds of thoughts. You need to renew your mind. And you need to get, well, the Bible says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, you know, sometimes those old habits and old ways try to hang on to us because you need to renew your mind and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But you also need to understand that God has already set you free from that old law of sin and death, and He's given you the free gift of righteousness. You're a new creation. You have a new nature. The Bible says you're a partaker of the divine nature. Amen. It is Jesus Christ who lives in you. And I'm telling you this morning, Jesus doesn't have a problem with sin. We need to stop living under that old law and start living in the righteousness that Jesus has given to us as a free gift. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. King James says, be made the righteousness of God. Listen, Jesus bore our sin. But this verse says more than that. It says that He who knew no sin became sin. The righteous one who never sinned, He didn't just take my sin, He became sin. Why? So that sinners like us could be made righteous. He became sin so we could become righteous. He took our place. And because He became sin, we can become righteous. We can stand before our Heavenly Father. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. To what throne? The throne of grace. I tell you, Jesus became sin so that we could be made righteous. What an amazing truth from Scripture. And church, if we'll just receive it by faith, it will change your life. You've been made righteous. Jesus became sin on the cross so that you could become righteous in Him. He makes us righteous. And I want you to understand. Now, here's a truth that every Christian needs to get a hold of. It is not just a label. God didn't just say, okay, well, I'm going to call you righteous. You dirty, rotten, stinking sinners, I'm going to call you righteous. You're still rotten on the inside, but I'm going to call you righteous. That's not what He said. You see, that's what the Pharisees did. The Pharisees, Jesus said, you look good on the outside, but you're like tombs. You're full of dead men's bones. You stink and you're rotten inside. You just look good on the outside. Listen, God didn't just call us righteous. He made us righteous. That's what the Bible says. He made us righteous. You say, oh, well, none of us is righteous by what we do. That's right. We are given the gift of righteousness. It is the power of the gospel to make you righteous, to transform you and make you righteous. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You see, that's what the Bible teaches. And somehow, I don't know, we get so far from that. God made you righteous. He doesn't just call you righteous. He made you righteous. See, we don't become righteous by doing good, by doing right. Because He made us righteous, we do good and we do right. There's a big difference. See, we can't do it on our own. We can't become righteous by doing good. But it's a free gift that He gives us by the abundant provision of grace, that He gives us His righteousness. And because He's given us this righteousness, He made us righteous, then we do good. Then we live for God. Then we can live the way He wants to, that brings glory and honor to Him. But it's not about the efforts of religion and the struggle of man on his own. It is about the free gift that we just receive by faith, the righteousness of God. Well, let's go to Romans 5:20. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. Again, it's the law that reveals our sin, whether it's the written law of God or the written law that's on the heart of every man, it reveals our sin. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. Now, I want you to think about this. Where there's a lot of sin, grace increased all the more. The King James says, grace abounds. You might think that you have done too much. You might think that your sins are too horrible. I remember years ago, I talked to a relative of mine who had been brought up in church and known the Lord as a child, but later in life, he had done terrible things. And he said to me, he said, you don't understand. I've done so many horrible things. I don't know how I could ever be close to God again. And I shared with him just what I'm sharing with you, that none of us deserves it. It is all by God's grace. It is by the blood of Jesus and what Jesus has done for us. And all we do is receive it by faith. None of us deserves it. So you see, it doesn't matter how terrible, how horrible your sins might be. His grace abounds. His grace is sufficient to take care of it. Grace increased all the more so that just as sin reigned in death, we could preach on this for about 6 months. Just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness. Listen, grace doesn't reign through sin. See, some people think that grace means that it doesn't matter how you live. Well, they're not getting it, because I'm telling you, grace brings righteousness. Grace reigns through righteousness. It is by the grace of God that we are made righteous, and grace reigns through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I tell you, that grace covers whatever you've done, whatever you ever will do. His grace abounds. Now, we're going to go right on into Romans chapter 6, begin with verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? There's the very question that arises in the minds of so many people. Well, if we're just under God's grace, we could just go on sinning. He says, by no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? You see, here's the spiritual truth. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, our old sinful nature died on the cross with Him. And you might say, well, I don't understand that, Pastor. I can't really wrap my mind around that. I'm telling you, that is the truth of Scripture, and we believe it by faith. Your old sinful nature was crucified on the cross with Christ. We died to sin. The Bible says, how can we live in it any longer? Most Christians are struggling on with sin, trying to live under the law, trying to be good, and failing. But we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? And here's a question that I would ask. Why would anybody want to? Why would anybody want to live under bondage? Why would anybody want to be under condemnation anymore when Jesus Christ has set us free from the law of sin and death? We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? You see, that salvation that was provided for us, it gives us that gift of righteousness so that we can live for God. Well, let's drop down to verse 11. He says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now, the King James says, reckon yourselves. Good old Texan word, I reckon. Reckon yourselves. The NIV says, count yourselves. But the Greek word here is an accounting term. It means to count it, to record it. Write it down. Record it. Here's the truth. You're dead to sin, but alive to God. Now, you might feel like, I'm alive to sin. And some Monday mornings when it's time to get up and pray, you might feel like you're dead to God. But you write it down. You count it. I, by the truth of God's word, I receive by faith, I am dead to sin, but alive to God. He said, count it. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Now, I want you to catch that very end, and we'll go back and talk about some of the rest of it for a minute. But he says, you are not under law, but under grace. You are not under that old system of trying to be good and failing and living under condemnation. No, you are under grace. That it is not about our strength and our efforts and goodness. It is about what Jesus did for us, and we just receive this grace. By faith, we receive the gift of righteousness. But he says, count yourselves as dead to sin and alive to God, and don't let sin reign in your mortal body. Here's the point I'm wanting to make to you, that even though we are born again, saved by grace through faith, we have the gift of righteousness, you still have a choice. God didn't take away your free will. You can still go out and live like a stinker. You can still be ugly and be sinful. And he says, you got to choose right. Don't yield your members to be used for sin, but instead be an instrument of righteousness. It's up to you to make that choice that I'm going to live the way God has called me to live. I'm going to live in the righteousness that He has given to me. Well, let's keep going. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one to whom you obey, whether you're slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, say used to be. Used to be, that's right. You see, we need to get that. Used to be. As long as you have that old mindset, mentality that you can't overcome, that you can't win, guess what? You're going to stay there. No, you got to believe the Word of God. You receive this righteousness by faith, though you used to be slaves to sin. You wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. You see, church, He really has set us free from sin. We've been liberated. We are out from under sin's dominion. It has no hold on us anymore. And I'll tell you, I know that sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we have a struggle with that old sinful nature. But you need to stand on the Word of God and realize that He has made you righteous. He has given you the gift of righteousness. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn over to Ephesians chapter 4 real quick. You might not want to lose Romans, but we're going to turn over to Ephesians chapter 4 real quick. And let's go to verse 22. Did y'all beat me? You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. See, sometimes you got to change your attitude. You got to make up your mind that you're going to live in this righteousness God has given to you. You're going to put off that old man and take on a new attitude. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on that new man created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That's available to us. That's for us. But we got to choose to live that life that He has provided for us. Romans chapter 7. I'm not even going to read it, all right? I just want to tell you. Romans chapter 7, Paul is talking about that old life living under the law. And he describes the horrible frustration and defeat of trying to do right and never being able to. He says, I want to do right, but I can't. The things that I know I should do, I don't. And the things I know I shouldn't do, I end up doing. And right there is where a lot of Christians live today. But that's not what we've been called to. Let me just read the last few verses from Romans 7. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another work, another law at work in my members, the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And one more time, he explains again. He says, so I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. And you see, that is exactly the picture of the one who's trying to attain God's righteousness by their own efforts instead of receiving it as a free gift. But listen to this, Romans 8, beginning with verse 1. There therefore is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. All the condemnation is gone. He's given us this gift of righteousness so that all condemnation is gone. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Listen, you see, he says very plainly, we've been set free from the law of sin and death. We're not under that law anymore. We're under the law of the Spirit of life. Listen, for what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by sinful nature. In other words, because of our sinful nature, we could never live up to the law. But God did it by sending His Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. Jesus took our sin. He became sin so that we could be made righteous. And you know, there are times when all of us make mistakes, all of us fail, and I know the accuser of the brethren will come and he'll say, you're not righteous. See what you did? It never has been about what you did. It is about what he did. Listen, the same God who saved you by grace keeps you by grace. The same gift that got you saved is what keeps you saved. It is His grace and the gift of righteousness. And when you blow it, He has already made provision for that. In 1 John 1:9, He says, if you confess your sin, He is faithful and just, not only to forgive you, but to cleanse you, purify you from all unrighteousness. And what does that leave? Righteousness. See, when you blow it, you just confess it to God and you are righteous before Him. He goes on in 1 John chapter 2, he says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. Don't sin. Sin is stupid. Listen, sin will bring death in your life. Don't sin. Why would you want to involve yourself with bondage? Why would you want to put yourself under guilt and condemnation and destruction? So he says, I write this to you that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. You see, the righteous one, He is interceding for us. The righteous one who became sin that we might be made righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. It's for everyone, for the sins of the whole world. But I want to declare to you this morning, the gift of righteousness sets you free from the law of sin and death. The gift of righteousness removes all guilt and condemnation from you. The gift of righteousness gives you the liberty, the freedom to come boldly, confidently to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in your time of need. Listen, the gift of righteousness gives you the ability to reign in life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through the gift of righteousness, we are in a position to receive blessing after blessing from God. It puts us in a place before Him. What if you could stand before God and know that there was no sin on you, as though you had never sinned, never made a mistake, lived a righteous life? That's who you are in Christ Jesus. Some of you, if you could go to your boss and say, you know what, I've gone over and above, I've done everything that's ever been asked of me, I've never ever done anything wrong, you could ask your boss pretty confidently for a raise, couldn't you? Some of you young people, you could go to your parents and say, hey, I think I deserve a raise in my allowance because this whole entire year I've done everything that you said without exception, and I haven't disobeyed, haven't done one thing that I wasn't supposed to do, so could I have a raise? Now, if you could say that without lying, you could have great confidence in asking for a raise in your allowance. How much more when we stand before our Father and know that we are righteous, not because of anything we've done, but because of the gift of righteousness that's freely given to us. You just have to believe it. And the Scripture is full of promises of blessings for the righteous. Proverbs 11:4, righteous delivers from death. Proverbs 11:6, the righteousness of the upright delivers them. Proverbs 11:8, the righteous man is rescued from trouble and it comes on the wicked instead. Proverbs 11:18, the wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. 11:19, the truly righteous man attains life. Proverbs 10:3, the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry. Proverbs 10:6 and 7, blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. Proverbs 10:25, when the storm is passed by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. Proverbs 12:7, wicked men are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous stands firm. Proverbs 13:21, misfortune pursues the sinner, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings them trouble. I'm talking about promises that the Scripture gives to the righteous. And who are the righteous? Only those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. Those who receive of the free gift of righteousness. Psalms 34:15-22. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against all who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He protects all his bones, not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants, and no one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. I'm almost done, just stay with me. Psalms 5:11-12. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with favor as with a shield. You see, we are blessed. We're standing before him in his grace. And as the righteous, we are blessed with favor. It's all around us, not because we've deserved it or earned it in any way, but because of what he has freely given to us. I tell you, this righteousness, it's a free gift. And if you just get a hold of it, I'm telling you, it'll change the way you live. You just begin to realize that you're righteous, that all guilt, all shame. See, a lot of people, they got this shame just hanging on to them for past things. Jesus took care of that. He's made a way for you to be righteous. People in this world say, oh, you think you're something. No, I think Jesus is something. I think it's all about Jesus. No man can boast. It's not anything that we've done. All we did is receive a free gift by faith. But I'm telling you, if you'll lay hold of it by faith, if you'll believe this and receive this word, this is the good news that has the power of God unto salvation. If you'll get a hold of this, this is a free gift. It releases you from all past guilt, sin, shame, condemnation. There's no condemnation unto them who are in Christ Jesus. It's all gone. It releases you from the law of sin and death, that old bondage of trying to do good but failing over and over and over, because he gives you the gift of righteousness. He made you righteous so that sin is no longer your master, but now you are the slaves of righteousness. That's the word of the Lord. Is anybody hearing this message this morning? I'm telling you, church, we need to get a hold of this. This is real Christian living that needs to be preached in America today. This is life-changing. This will set you free. Amen. We get a hold of this righteousness that's been given to us by faith. It'll change you.